is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In Hunter Biden's gun trial today, the Delaware jury could hear deeply personal witness testimony, possibly from his ex-wife and other family members. CBS's Scott McFarland is covering the trial from Wilmington.
Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen, could begin her testimony as early as today here at the federal courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware. Prosecutors have charged the president's son with knowingly possessing a gun while using or addicted to drugs and making false statements to get that gun. Biden has pleaded not guilty. His ex-wife expected to testify about the details of his addiction around the time the gun was bought.
They've been boiling water for days in Atlanta. It's after two huge water main breaks, but this morning all should be back to normal. Bridget Spencer with CBS TV affiliate WANF.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel here. We just spoke with one of the contractors. Really what they're doing is kind of just sealing things up, but the repairs to that pipe that we've been talking about, that really has been done. So things they're saying should get back to normal between 7 and 11 in the morning.
If you have AT&T cell service, you may have felt disconnected for much of Tuesday. There was a nationwide issue where many could not make calls. It's now resolved, but says CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
A lot of people don't have landlines in their homes anymore. They completely rely on cell phones. And so in these instances where there's disruption to the networks or they're not working the way they're expected to, suddenly you're facing a breakdown in communication with the rest of the world.
President Biden's new immigration order restricts asylum claims along the border. CBS's Lilia Luciano is in Nogales, Arizona, where some say the timing could have something to do with the upcoming U.S. elections.
I think it's devastating news.
Joanna Williams runs the Kino Border Initiative, serving migrants in Nogales, Mexico.
Well, what's been interesting in the last several months is it actually hasn't been that busy
here.
And in this sector, the numbers have been going down. The timing of this order is therefore purely political.
San Diego shortstop Tucapita Marcano will never play Major League Baseball again. He's banned after they found out he was betting on his own team. Jake Mintz with Yahoo Sports.
MLB would not have released all of these statements and given him a lifetime ban if they didn't have proof. And so I would be very skeptical. I would be doubtful if we see Marcano playing in Major League Baseball again.
Marcano was one of several players who received reprimands from the MLB for gambling on the sport. Justin, President Biden has landed in Paris. He's joining other world leaders to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
$5 won't get you much food these days, even on a value menu, unless you're at KFC. With the new taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit starting at just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. The new taste of KFC deals starting at just $4.99. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
A rapper is facing more legal trouble.
Kanye West is getting sued by his former assistant for wrongful termination and sexual harassment. Lauren Piscata claims the rapper hired her in 2021 to be available to him 24/7, but got bombarded with explicit messages. And in one case, he allegedly touched himself in front of her. She says Ye offered her severance when he fired her a year later, but never paid. Kanye hasn't commented, but faces harassment lawsuits from several other employees linked to his now defunct Donda Academy and Yeezy. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Singer Sean Kingston, who is facing million-dollar fraud charges, walked out of Broward County Jail Tuesday night after posting bond. He was arrested on May 23rd in California, but then was later booked into that Florida jail. The 34-year-old and his mother have been charged with conducting an organized scheme to defraud, as well as grand theft, identity theft, and other crimes. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms will roll in during the overnight. Lower 60s by sunrise and a south breeze. Wednesday, showers and storms the first half of the day. Skies turning sunny with afternoon highs topping out in the upper 70s. West winds of 5 to 10. It's 69 at our studios.
mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind, 'cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run.
From Radio Park to Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed,
taken
over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go.
Down in three-part harmony. underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song.
get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's reports start at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody leaning in the middle.
from Pasadena.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Didn't I do the best?
past I could not deny. So don't you leave me standing in the shadow of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadow of love. Trying my best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to leave with misery. My only company may come today. In fact, it'll come tomorrow. But it's for sure I ain't got nothing but sorrow. Now don't your conscience kind of bother you? How can you watch me cry after all I've done for you? Now hold on a minute. Gave you all the love I had and I didn't have. When you needed me, I was always there and I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, cuckoo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN. CBS News Brief. President Biden's new border restrictions went into effect overnight, and Republicans like Texas Governor Greg Abbott are pushing back.
What must be done actually is to enforce the laws that are already on the books by the United States of America. Biden says he needs more laws. He's flat out wrong about that.
Polls show immigration is a top issue for voters. The president landed in Paris this morning ahead of observances to mark 80 years since D-Day. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Following the trip to Normandy, President Biden will head to Paris for an official state visit with French President Emmanuel Macron.
An attempted attack on a U.S. embassy overseas. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
The Lebanese army says its troops shot and wounded a Syrian national who'd opened fire on the U.S. embassy north of Beirut.